bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thank you for spending part of your Friday with us. We've got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Live from the First United Bank Studio, Clint Scott with Captain Sneedaroo. J6 Mafia behind the glass. Still not approved?
No.
No?
I was walking down the hall and Connie said, "Hey, Captain Sneedaroo." And I was like,
Well,
and today, Everett Quarter, you know, our communications director over at the Alumni Association, he goes, "Captain Sneedaroo." And I was like, "Not approved. That is not approved."
It's a movement, man.
It is not
a
movement.
You can't stop the people.
People
like it too much.
I mean, someone's going to say that to me, and I'm going to come unhinged. And that's going to be bad for them.
Just like the wrong person who says it.
The wrong person. And they're like, "What the hell is wrong with that guy?"
First person, like, which would be like the first person ever that I'd ever seen wearing like a TCU shirt, using it to like mock you. "Okay, Captain Sneedaroo," and then you get the pocket sand.
Oh, you're getting a little bit more than pocket sand.
Pocket sand followed by the pocket brass knuckles. Right to the chin. Yeah, exactly. You throw it up with the left hand, you swing with the right. It's form.
Ha, paw. that'd be bad.
We got this from Bullfighter on the Yates Learning Center chat line. Hit us up there as well. Thoughts, comments, reaction, questions. After the Army-Navy game, you should go outside and stretch them old second-place legs. Also, go Army. Appreciate your dad's service.
Thank you, Bullfighter.
Thank you to half of that message is what you're...
Did he say go Navy?
No, he said go Army.
Okay.
No, two-thirds.
It's not beyond. Let's go right now.
Two-thirds of the message, sorry.
No.
Just not to the second place.
He's just cruising for a bruising, isn't he? He wants this race. He wants this race bad.
The world wants this race.
No. We got to take care of choice first.
We get this from Raider's dad. This is what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. This is terrifying. We had a gift given to our youngest last year that was a little China robot, in parentheses, bomb, with a rechargeable battery, first recharge, and it caught on fire. So glad we were home and in the same room. Could have been bad. Yeah, that's exactly what
that's the
thinking.
Crap that they sell out of those little kiosks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's cool. It's kind of like a Power Ranger thing.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You should get
it. Yeah.
Why is it so cheap?
It's a Power Danger is what it is.
Why are there wires sticking out of it? Is it supposed to do that? Yeah, it's called Little Wire Buddy. Why is there a label that says plug in here and it's just a fork? Like, what is this?
Oh, geez. Yeah, don't trust that stuff. Mm-hmm. Can't trust it.
Since we talked to you last,
yes,
the Red Raiders played a basketball game.
They survived a basketball game.
They survived a basketball game.
I was sitting at home. That's the night of the bronchitis. So I was like, I'm not going to the game. And I was sitting there watching this, and I was like, I hope to not have to watch the second half of this game. I just want to go and turn this on, and then it give me background noise, and then I can crawl into bed about halftime and just go to sleep. And I was like, I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to wake up in the morning and find out that we either barely beat or we lost to Nichols, the team who was over there trying to tell us what to call them. And I guess they get to tell us what they want because they're beating us at halftime. I guess we have to call them Nichols now. No, I still don't call them Nichols. No.
Yeah, 78-71 at the half. It was 35-28. Where are you at with this team right now?
I mean, the same place I was before. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you thought you had a Final Four team, remember the Final Four team? I mean, think back to the Final Four team. Mm-hmm. Matt Mooney, Owens, everybody. We couldn't stand Matt Mooney in December. We were like, how bad is this guy? This game's too fast for the San Diego, South Dakota guy. Mm-hmm. Game's too fast for him. Hey, it's going to take some time. And we got a lot of youth on this team. And it's an excuse. I know we keep saying it over and over again, but these guys are going to come together or they're not.
Yeah.
And the light's going to come on for them or it's not. And I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it took a while for even the best team of all time to mold itself in. I mean, midway through January, we were still questioning whether Matt Mooney was the guy for us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's let these guys figure these roles out. And when they figure it out, you know, and I mean, yeah, we got guys that probably want their role to be expanded. And it's going to be when you bring 15 alphas together, you know, someone's like, when they're told, we don't want you to be the guy all the time. I think someone, you know, it takes some time before they have to figure that out and say, okay, if we're going to be successful, my role is going to be this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where you're at. And you don't want to be, I get it. And this is part of what, like, this is part of the good thing that the program has gotten to, right? Because now you're at the expectation of, by game five, you want to see a well-oiled machine that you know is on its way to at least weekend number two in the tournament, but you're not there with this team yet.
Hey, the tough part is that, you know, here in the next five games, you're going to have conference game. Yeah. So you don't have that, you know, that luxury of just waiting until January anymore. I mean, there's some things that are concerning right now. Turnovers are concerning. Free throw shooting's concerning. Lack of a real big inside presence is concerning. You know, I'm not talking about Batcho. Batcho's great. Mm-hmm. But when Batcho goes off the floor, what are we doing? Hey, old Banner, you mind going to the five for us?
I think that's what maybe, and I'm not all the way alarmed because I mean, like I said, when you are dealing with trying to have guys with new chemistry bonded and then also with the youth side of it, you know, like it or not, that's where you're at. You know you're going to find things that you clearly need to work on. And I think the thing that has kind of stuck out to me, though, is it feels like every time you've won one of these close games or a Georgetown where, you know, you kind of stepped off the throat, they got some air and they fought back and battled back to a point. These type of games, you've been close in different ways, right? It hasn't been every single week it's been, boy, you can't keep them out of the lane. Or every single week it's been, boy, you just keep on giving up offensive rebounds. It's been something a little bit different. Like I wasn't, and I'm not worried about free throws, but that was certainly something that hurt you. They broke you down with poor perimeter defense. That was something new that hasn't happened consistently. And that was a smaller team.
Yeah, that's
but the
exactly
points
right.
in the paint was staggering. And so maybe that's where, again, alarming's not the right word, but makes you a little nervous.
There's nothing that's not fixable right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, mentally, from a mental standpoint, I don't think this team's there yet. Mm-hmm. And I think some, you know, there are some guys that look a little lost, and there's some guys that look a little, not say lost, but put out. Mm-hmm. You know, the effort is not there. So I mean, they just need to refine that effort. And I mean, I'm not a basketball coach. I don't play one on TV, and I just stayed in a hotel last night. But I see what I see.
Yeah. All right. Time for Action Jackson's play of the day.
He's obviously upset with Manu.
Here's McGrady for three. What's he see? 35 seconds to go. Rockets looking for a quick shot. Bowen is all over. McGrady. Foul is picked up. Yes. A potential 4-point run. Tracy McGrady from downtown. Can't find anybody. They have no timeouts remaining. Finally gets it in to McGrady. McGrady over Bowen for three.
Yes.
Tracy McGrady. Trying to make things difficult for Brent Barry. Gets it in. Kevin Brown lost it. Here comes McGrady. No timeouts remaining. McGrady for the win.
Yes!
1.7 to go. San Antonio with no timeout. Here's Parker and the Rockets steal a game from the Spurs. Tracy McGrady with an incredible performance down the stretch, including a 4-point play.
Oh, I love me some Tracy McGrady back in the day. Oh, well, how far down were they? I can't remember.
He scored 13 points in 33 seconds.
Nice. Jesus
gracious.
That's impressive.
Somewhere out there, I think Choice's eyes starting to twitch. I think that was when he was still very, very invested.
Speaking of that, have we set a date for the Olympics?
No, I don't think we've set an official one. We just have like the time frame of next summer. We need to work on that. We'll work on it right here on the bottom line. You've got us on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. When we come back, a Friday edition of Kaylee's Daily. Let's keep it right here.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
You got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Clint Scott, Jamie Lint, and Jackson Frazier. We have moved on to the basketball portion of our blind projections. For football season, though, we had a clear and definitive winner, and that was Mr. Jackson Frazier. He has won the least blind award. There'll be a trophy given out tomorrow for the Heisman. This, I would say, is more prestigious.
I don't think there's any question.
Like,
oh, that's heavy.
Oh, that's heavy. Jackson in, you know, from the sponsors of You Do You and Viking Relations, we'd like to honor you with this prestigious trophy, the least blind. We hope that you carry this badge of honor with you forever and will always remember it in your life as you hang from the rafters
that's
of the bottom
nice.
Line forever.
Yes, yes.
All right, thank you.
You should.
Now go back into your dungeon.
Like he asked you.
Like I asked you to. So.
Well done, Cliff.
Can you believe that was like $3 on Amazon? I mean,
man.
I mean, hundreds of dollars. I ran the company into the ground just to get Jackson a trophy. We have moved on to basketball, so let's jump right into it, gentlemen. Basketball overall last week started way better than what football was overall. We were
well. Jackson didn't win, so that was the key part.
Yeah, that was the best part. Jackson finished in third last week. We'll jump right into 8 Big 12 games this weekend. 2 big ones that are non-Big 12. Texas Tech is not one of those. They will be
That's off. Disappointing.
Yeah, they will be off until Eastern Washington on Tuesday. First up, Jamie, I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Oklahoma.
That's very nice of you.
You're welcome. I'm just, again, we missed you, so we want you to have all of the honors except for the least blind trophy, which Jackson clearly won. Oklahoma at Arkansas. Are you taking the Sooners or the Razorbacks?
I will take Arkansas.
Taking Arkansas. And these, again, we're in that early stage season, so I have a feeling we're going to be pretty simpatico on most of these, so we'll do a few more scores than what we usually do. Jackson, are you taking Oklahoma or Arkansas?
I'm going to go with Arkansas.
Yeah, give me the Razorbacks as well. Close battle here, most likely. Arkansas Pine Bluff goes into Austin, into the Moody Center, unless they have a concert going, to which they'll go to the volleyball gym. Whatever that was.
Right.
Jackson, let you go first. Longhorns or the Fighting Pine Bluffs?
I guess I'll go with UT.
Yeah, I'll go UT as well.
Unfortunately.
I'm just seeing. How about Alabama Birmingham at West Virginia? I'll take the Mountaineers.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Same.
These are all pretty, for the most part, going to be pretty. Yeah, probably I'll take these guys. How about TCU in a road game? Traveling all the way to SMU.
9 o'clock tip time for that one.
Does the morning mojo throw off the Horned Frogs, Jamie?
All right, I'll take SMU.
Okay.
Then I'll go TCU.
Yeah, I'll take TCU as well. How about Oklahoma State at Virginia Tech? Finally, a Power 5 matchup for the Big 12. Jackson, you're up first. Taking the Hokies or the Cowboys?
Give me Virginia Tech.
Give me Oklahoma State on the road.
Yeah, I'll take 9-1 Virginia Tech.
A couple more nail biters here. Incarnate Word at Kansas State. Give me the Word Ups. Nope, just kidding. Give me the Wildcats.
I'll take K-State.
K-State.
Okay. We're almost through the no-brainers. McNeese State at Iowa State. Jamie?
I'll take the Cyclones.
Couldn't sell you on the McNeese.
No, you couldn't. Or the McAnkles or McNuggets.
Jackson, you're taking the McElbows or the Cyclones?
McCyclones.
Yeah, give me Iowa State as well. Okay, I need a score on these last three. First one up, the last one of the Big 12. The Border War is reborn for a second year in a row. Kansas at Missouri. Missouri is undefeated.
How can you be reborn for two straight years?
I don't know. I was just saying stuff, man.
How about reboard?
Reboard? Is that you every day?
No, just that matchup.
Oh, I'm not bored. It's like I'm looking and I'm like, you know, it's not like big draws this weekend, huge things, except for probably two people in the building. We're very invested into this game. Jackson, I need a score for Kansas at Mizzou.
I'm going to go Kansas 82, Missouri 68.
It's a good score. It's a good score. Give me the Jayhawks 85-75.
I'll take KU 80-63.
Good score too. Jamie, you'll go first. Need a score here too. 13th ranked Maryland on the road at 7th ranked Tennessee. The Terrapins versus the Volunteers.
I'll take Tennessee to win 75-67.
Jackson?
I'll take Tennessee to win 77-74.
Ooh, that'd be a good game. Give me the Volunteers 70-61. Last one, the top-ranked team in the AP polls is at home, hosting the 8th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide. It's the Houston Cougars.
I don't like how that sounds.
Houston Cougars, top-ranked?
Yeah, polls. Top-ranked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, I love basketball this year. I'm so excited for basketball next year in the Big 12. It's going to be nuts. Jackson, I need a score of this one as well.
Who's Houston facing again?
8th-ranked Alabama.
I'm going to go...
Who's doing the thinking shoulders?
I know. I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with Bama. And I'm going to go 79-76.
Give me Houston 90-73.
I will also take Houston. I'm going to go lower, though. I'll go 78-65.
There you go. We will review these on Monday, and we'll be on the path to the next trophy. Who will win it? If I do, it'll probably be much nicer. I'm sorry, we didn't have any like trumpets or.
Did you get any trophies for toilet tag championships that you won?
Yeah, it's called the Golden Handle.
That would make sense.
It was like best flusher was the Heisman of toilet tag.
Really?
Yeah.
The Flushmans.
Called me the professor of swirl back in Kansas.
Okay.
What's the dumbest trophy you've ever won? Or medal?
I don't know that I've...
Won an award?
There you go. There you go.
Oh, man,
That was good.
I'm so sorry. We got...
I don't know that I've won any that are out there.
Well, we got these, like, in youth basketball... way back in the day, and they're probably in a shoebox somewhere in my parents' house, where even though we won the tournament, it was literally there was no defining difference between everyone, and it was a ribbon. Everyone got a ribbon, and they were all gray, and it just said the tournament.
Oh.
It just said what the tournament was, and it was like, what?
Yeah.
We won. Like, what? Why is this not, why are these all the same?
Mm-hmm. Don't be trying to hurt kids' feelings, Clint.
I guess it would have been late-ish 90s, mid-90s, but we were still in the phase of hurting kids at that time, right?
You were?
Emotionally?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've really never stopped.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We get this from Stephen Klint, the Thunder Mug Master. That was another toilet tag nickname. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bullfighter asked to take a picture of it. He also says, Clint is always whining, so don't let him fool you, JL. Never whined once in my life.
He's not fooling me. I think Jackson has taken a picture. I don't know if he was posting that on social media, bragging to his relatives, or trying to figure out what kind of drink would best be taken out of that. Could do shots with that.
That's not like doing the giant trophy. It's like a little sip of something.
A little sip of something.
Scissor.
A little sip of something.
Take versus take when we come back.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Get the bottom line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. It's time for the fastest growing game show in the world, Take versus Take. Clint Scott with Jamie Lynn and Jackson Frazier. I have your questions today. Jamie and Jackson are your competitors, your champions, your gladiators of answers. Jamie, while you were gone yesterday, you missed an answer, or at least a point given away that you would have been just enraged by. No, don't worry, I won. I know you were worried about that. I won.
You told me
what
the question was and how you lost it. And I'm just going to say this. As we speak, Josh is carrying a cardboard box into his office.
The box I brought the trophy in with, I gave it to him. I was like, hey, man, you're going to need this.
You're going to need this when Jamie finds out you think Philip Rivers is a better quarterback than Jim Kelly was. So, Josh is no longer with us.
Yeah. Thank you for your service, Josh.
Yeah.
We would like you to leave now.
We don't even wish you well in your future endeavors.
No, we don't. We wish you worse.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jackson, I will ask you first. I'll give you this. So you can play whatever position in the NFL that you want, and you'll be good at it. You won't be like Hall of Fame level, but good enough to play consistently, and it can be any position you want. What is the position that you would actually want to play?
So consistently for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Let's say like you get a 10-year career and you're just under a Pro Bowl player every season.
I'm going to go with left tackle. I loved playing the offensive line. I mean, maybe it's because that's all I ever played. I never really got to have the ball in my hand, but I loved it. I love the whole mantra of what it is to be an offensive lineman.
This was his chance. I was going to let him have the ball in his hand, and he didn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And the left tackles make money. They get paid if you're specifically the left tackle, so that's what I would want to be. And, so I get paid 10 years, and I'm good at it.
Okay.
I'm going to choose wide receiver because I think it would be more fun than banging your head against other guys every single play. You're going to get leveled sometimes. That's part of the deal. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the biggest factor to me is you can still make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And he's right about left tackles.
Sure.
But wide receivers also get paid. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Christian Kirk.
And I'm going to have a much better life after football because those guys on the offensive line really, those are warriors. They beat themselves up so much. Hard on the body, hard on the head. I think I'm better off as a wide receiver.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to give Jamie the point. And I love the offensive line commitment, though. Love you sticking to your guns, offensive line guns. As you win the trophy, just a friendly little reminder.
He just put the trophy up.
As like a receiver, if you're like a solid like number two receiver, you're still gonna get moments where like people are gonna know who you are. If you're a solid left tackle, there's still a good chance people like say, "Oh yeah, you know Jackson Frazier, left tackle for the Eagles."
Who?
You're like Jamie Lynn, like, "Oh yeah, the number two guy for the Bills? Yeah, he's got what, like 7 touchdowns this season? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to have him on my roster." Yeah, Jamie's gonna get the point. Mm. I was gonna go receiver as well, so that's fine.
Okay.
Jamie, you are up first. This time, you wake up in a world where ketchup has never existed. And you have your, I guess since you're waking up, breakfast fries. What are you dipping your fries into?
Barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce is my backup. I can dip just about anything into barbecue sauce.
Interesting. I would not have pulled.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some similarities.
Yeah, I would guess.
Yeah. It's like fancy ketchup. Spicy ketchup.
It's definitely the darker version.
Evil ketchup. That's what they call kinda, barbecue sauce. Like,
kind of looks like barbecue, or excuse me, ketchup that got left out. Yeah, barbecue. I think pretty much anything that I dip into ketchup, I could dip into barbecue.
That's a good point. I'm trying to think of something that I would wouldn't dip into barbecues.
Yep.
Like catfish?
Yep.
No, I don't dip my fish in
cucumbers?
Ketchup.
Let's go.
I might like cucumbers more in barbecue sauce than ketchup.
What about eggs?
Oh, okay, that's the one. I don't want barbecue sauce on my eggs, but I'll do ketchup on eggs every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't put it on the eggs. I just dip it in, so just a little bit. Allows you to make sure you're not overdoing it, right?
But eggs are so soft. What if you lose the egg in the sauce?
Well, then you scoop.
And then you have way more sauce.
Offensive rebounds, Clint.
But if the point was you're dipping it so you could control the amount and it dips in there and all of a sudden you're just oversauced.
I mean, are you eating your eggs with a spoon? Do you not poke them?
No, you...
I mean, I poke mine.
Chopsticks.
I still have control of my eggs.
Yeah, but it's like a softer food. Like, you have to be careful.
Why you got your elbow way up here, dude?
I'm very vicious with my...
Just stick it in there and nice and level, like run it over the top real gently. I mean, what are you doing with this stuff? You don't have to kill the ketchup for the barbecue.
Gentle sauce. Eggs, weed strain.
Oh, what kind of form you're using over there?
It's called being aggressive. I'm aggressive with everything I do.
Sounds like you're aggressive with
aggressive in life. Jackson, what are you dipping your fries into?
Honey mustard, 100%. Honey mustard is probably my main go-to for fries anyway. I love ketchup, and it's good on a lot of things, but honey mustard and fries.
I want to give myself a point here.
Because everybody in the world, besides Jackson and I, would say ranch.
Yeah, ranch, yeah. Gravy, or a chocolate shake were the top three answers.
Specifically?
The Big Dubs and their frosty little sweet treat. You look like you're out on that.
You would dip... I've done the whole French fry in there once or twice, mm-hmm. just to see what it's all about.
And what's the buzz about?
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. Didn't hate it, but nah. But you would dip other things in a
just the fries.
Chocolate shake. Oh, just fries.
Just the fries.
Oh, okay.
I
can't lie. I've done a nuggie once or twice.
I was gonna say. I was just thinking. I would probably try it. A jiggy nuggie.
A nugget.
The terminology you love. Nuggie. I'd probably try a little. You know, a little piece of chicken just trying to make its way through college, the chicken strip. I'd give it a chance. For the fry, though, Jamie is your victor. Jackson, once again, trying to avoid being swept with his trophy in there. Jackson, you're up first. Now, I want to be very specific. This is the on-the-field mascots. So, if for some reason you were to choose Willie the Wildcat, you'd have that centaur cat head, half human body, terrifying thing as your selection. If the on-the-field college mascots magically became real as to what they're emulating and then got into a fight, which on-the-field mascot would win a battle royale?
I mean, it'd probably be the Trojan.
Hmm.
He has weapons, mm-hmm. and he's like fighting experience, knows what he's doing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, since it's not one-on-one, he could like he doesn't have to like face up with like an elephant 1v1. There's a whole bunch of them. So just take out the elephant first, and then you go after that.
Could you take on an elephant one-on-one if I gave you a sword?
You know, initially I was thinking the West Virginia Mountaineer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the musket loader thing, that takes forever.
You can be a good shot.
Yes. I mean, you might take one animal out, but if this was like...
True battle royale.
I mean, royal cage match kind of deal. I mean, he's just taking somebody out, and then they're getting after him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the knight. Okay? Because he has the weapon, like Jackson has, but he has a better coat of armor. I mean, he's got a full coat of armor.
Mm.
So, I mean, if... whatever LSU's tiger comes running at him, he might take a bite, but he's getting metal. And sooner or later, he's just going to stab the thing. It's going to be over with.
See, I'm still taking the tiger in that. I think the tiger's strength would tear that armor up pretty fast and then get to flesh before you could in your clanky armor.
I don't think so.
Swing. I'm going to give Jackson the point because he still has the sword. I'm surprised you both went human here. Over the animal.
Which one are you going with?
I probably would have went with Alabama. I mean, elephants are hard to bring down.
Okay, so if I was...
Or the Syracuse Orange, because I don't know what he is.
And plus, he's just so cute, you wouldn't want to hurt him anyways. And get up and just kind of cuddle with him.
Would Stanford, would the tree just like turn into a tree and stick in the ground?
I would, as a knight, I'd just go over there and...
Yeah, the tree is the worst one.
I would just walk up to the elephant... I mean, while Jackson had him, was facing him from the front and just cut, like, the back of his legs. Mm. I mean, he'd be down in no time.
You know what?
Okay. Or if I was the West Virginia Mountaineer musket carrier,
mm-hmm.
I would just go at him first.
Yeah. I agree. My first thought of West Virginia as well, but then the other one I jumped to, his very own Raider Red. I mean, he's got... Two six shooters. He's got 12 true. Shots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably Raider Red might be the best answer there. Or a tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Knight versus tiger. Give me the tiger all day, though. Also, still, even though Jackson got the point, a Trojan versus an elephant. Good luck. You got us on 100.7 the score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Got the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. Let's go with Jamie Lint and Jackson Fraser. Jamie, was your take versus take winner? Jamie, how does it feel being victorious?
Feels good.
Jackson, how does it feel to drop two in a row?
Not very good.
Yeah. Slump, I think, is what they call it.
Mm.
Rough patch.
Rough patch. Mm-hmm. Slide. A dip.
Maybe hitting the downside of his career.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he retires. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
He may expire here in a few weeks.
Well, if he keeps on saying that Phillip Rivers was better than Jim Kelly. I mean, we got Josh out of here, but he was just the one who agreed. He was just the one that said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. He wasn't the one who said it.
I'm not mad, Jackson. Word for word. I'm disappointed.
That hurts. Did you ever actually get that as a kid? Because I don't remember my parents just saying they were disappointed. I just knew they were. They didn't have to say it.
I think mine were pretty much always mad. I never got that one. My parents didn't use the psychological warfare. They just were mad.
Jackson's parents actually feared him.
Yeah, I had an older brother who's like 2.5 years older than me, and it was pretty much nonstop. Either we were fighting with each other, or we were doing something together that was involving shenanigans.
Mm.
Yeah, shenanigans. We must have been the biggest pain in the butts ever.
I definitely got, of the trio of Scots that grew up in Mullenville, Kansas, I definitely got in trouble the most.
You did.
I was also the youngest.
Mm.
They started everything, though.
Yeah. It must be the name because my older brother's name is Scott.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, but I also got away with a lot. I probably could have gotten in way more trouble than I actually did. We get this from Troy on the H Flooring Center chat line. Raider Red, shoot him up. The Trojan won't kill. I got it. There's a joke in there. I take the midshipman of Navy. Here's the problem, though. The on-the-field mascot is what?
A ram.
A ram. Are you taking a goat to an elephant fight?
Bah.
It was the saddest little goat I've ever met. Bah. Bah.
That's what you ask him if, like, you have a good day. Meh.
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 Eh.
How was your dinner today, goat? It was meh.
Meh. Bah. We get Raider Red or OSU Cowboy. They have guns. Is this Pistol Feet? Yeah, Pistol Feet. He gets Pistol Feet. Shoots when he steps. Pistol Pete. Steven says, wouldn't the Red Raiders be armed? Yep, that's where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Spicy barbecue sauce on scrambled egg sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson disagrees.
I don't know that I'm ever going spicy barbecue sauce.
If I did a barbecue sauce, I'd usually go spicy first.
You would.
For anything. Yeah, mm-hmm. Team spicy. Go poke an egg, Jamie.
Go poke an egg.
That was offered. Kobe says we were talking about trophies. Because Jackson won one today. Congratulations.
I went to a local barbecue place yesterday for lunch. And at like 6 o'clock in the evening, I still smelled like pure barbecue.
That's one of those, like the barbecue smell. If you go in to a place that you're going to smell like that and you're hungry and you loved it and you had a great meal, you're like, oh, man, yes. And you can still smell it. And you just remember, oh, those ribs are so good. I can smell it in my beard. Here, I'm just going to smell my beard for a little bit. I'm just going to sniff my shirt. Like, oh, do you think you stink? No, I'm just smelling the barbecue. No,
the whole time. I left and went to a basketball game after that. And felt like the whole time, I made sure that I sat with space between me and everybody else because I was fearful I smelled just like barbecue.
Oh, I would have sat like knee to knee. So they asked like, oh, something smells good. Oh, I had barbecue. Would you like me to tell you about it? Bah. But on the opposite side of that, if you walked into a place that like some of the gas station chains that have delicious burritos, if I'm not hungry and I went in there to use the restroom or something and you come out, I'm like, oh, this smells terrible. But if I am hungry and I'm going in for said gut bomb,
yeah,
it smells delicious. We get this from Kobe. When I was a junior in high school, if you played football, you had to run track, but I hated it, so they let me be on JV and pick my events, so I was in all the relays. Smart. We won like all of them, but it was JV plaque, so no one paid attention to or cared where they went, so I just took them home every time.
Or even for his events.
Kept on taking plaque. No one mm-hmm. paid attention. All right, you got a question of the day for us?
I do.
Jamie's question of the day on 100.7 The Score is presented by Bizarre Solutions. Call them today for a free cybersecurity audit.
All right, we had a good discussion with this one on the bottom, make it the morning drive earlier this week. And I'm going to use it for you guys as well. See if you guys have fun with it. My question to you is, who will be the starting quarterback for the Red Raiders' first game 2023?
It's not going to be Donovan Smith.
I heard he was meeting with Houston officials this week.
Man, like the one school, right? Or one of these schools.
I wouldn't say the one, but it's definitely
one of these schools.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to buckle down with what I thought the entire last month of the season, even though he was hurt for some of it. And he's not going to be starting your bowl game. I think that they're going to commit to Baron Morton. I think they're going to commit to what they saw. I still stand by. I mean, Tyler Shutt won you three games in a row, and two of them looked really good. In one of them, he had two really big drives and made some big plays in there to beat Iowa State. But at the same time, with what you saw when Baron Morton was healthy, if he was healthy in those, I think you win the same games. I think you still win all three of those with Baron Morton. And I think that they'll commit to youth. I think that they were trying to – it's funny. He comes in at the third spot right, this season, then after the injuries, then as soon as the Oklahoma State kind of ceiling, you saw it on the field, felt like they were trying to commit that in there. Now, of course, he gets hurt again and then goes back out at TCU, and you don't see from him. But I'm in the camp that, yeah, you have to start Tyler Shuck for the bowl game. I think he's earned that. But starting next year, I think they will go with the youth in what has been kind of the future of the Red Raiders that's been placed on him.
Okay.
Oh, this one's rough. This one's hard. It kind of just depends on, obviously, assuming both of them are still here. My gut just kind of leans towards Shuck starting. I think it makes more sense in everything for Morton to start, but for some, if they're both here, I think Shuck's the one that's going to start. I think he's hasn't really given you a reason not to, besides that he's older. But if he's here, I think he's the one that they go to, especially because they don't have a lot of depth. And if he does leave, it kind of leaves Morton and no one else right now besides the incoming guy. So I think it's going to end up being Shuck.
Okay. Well, I think it's going to be Baron Morton. I don't think Tyler Shuck is going to be here.
Yeah.
I think with his comments, I think he's going to head.
It seemed like he was the guy on the way out for you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to go take a shot at being a professional quarterback. And I think he has a chance to get drafted. I don't think it'll be super high, but I think he has a chance to get drafted and at least give himself a shot.
Yeah, because the argument for that is, how would he have increased his draft stock, and what a fall from last year when he was coming in and on some boards was one of the top quarterbacks taking a first-round guy. Well, the measurables are still there for him, and that's what they would be going off of.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, they didn't get a good look, but I agree. I think that the NFL scouts that were grading him that way, if they could get a great kind of opportunity on him, whether that's way, way late round and someone pulls the trigger that liked him from the get-go, or even if, you know, he puts his name in the hat and then they say, hey, if we don't draft you, we're going to at least get you to, we're going to get you to camp.
Sure.
If that's enough for him to, I guess enough for him to feel confident to take that. I agree. I think that there's a good chance that you don't even see him and he's not even in a quarterback battle. What about, cause it's still going on, what about at another school though? Do you think it's pros or tech?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at too.
I do. And I think for him, it'll be pros.
Yeah.
So I think it will be Baron Morton as the starter next year, which I like the idea of that. But mm-hmm. Obviously you're going to need to, if that's the case, you wonder if Tech would take somebody in the portal to have veteran backup and not just a incoming freshman or whatever as your backup.
Right. I agree. I think you'll see. I mean, if Tyler Shuck does leave, I think you'll see another mm-hmm. quarterback be added. It mm-hmm. feels like you have to at this point.
Maybe Spencer Sanders?
Maybe.
Joking. JK.
JK. LOL. It's bottom line, 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, once again, time to play No Diggity. You've got the bottom line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. It is a Viking little crouton. Hashtag little Croat as well.
Victorious Croat.
Victorious Croat.
Beat the Brazilians. ESPN listed as a shocker.
Interesting.
They said Croatia shocks Brazil.
Shucks.
With penalty kicks.
PKs. Would you rather be... Also, Jackson Frazier's back there doing something. I don't know. Would you rather be the goalie that wins a PK or the guy that gets, like, the last goal scored?
I think I'd rather be the goalie.
Me too. I think that would be... Especially if I shut him out. It'd be sweet.
Man, if you shut somebody out, penalty kicks at that level?
Scott Sterling! Oh, man, that'd be incredible.
I think I'd rather be the goalie because the expectation is they're going to score every time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the expectations are for you low.
I'm gonna make those.
You block one like the Croatian goalie did, and I mean, he's a stud.
It's the greatest stand of all time.
He lost 4 out of 5 times, and we're all like, "That guy's awesome."
Goalie, goalie, goalie.
Why does your uniform not match? But hey, that's a different question.
Libero.
Why can they not? If Croatia's wearing blue, Croatia's red, white, and blue. Okay, no. Let's go to the United States. United States is red, white, and blue. If on any given day their team is wearing white, why can't their goalie wear red or blue? Why does that have to be a crazy color?
Because the officials will just get lost. And
really?
They'll be like, who can touch with their hands and who can't touch the ball? I don't know. They all look, it's like copy and paste uniforms.
I mean, why do we have to
use... I need this bright yellow or I'll never know.
Why do we have to use a color that's nowhere on the other teammate's uniform? And why does it have to be so crazy?
So they can stand out. Goalies are the divas of soccer. Don't you know this?
Okay, if the rest of the team has white and they have red on, it feels like they would be standing out. Yes?
What if?
Huh. Just like... when in a football game, like the offensive coordinator or the guy who's signaling in the place, he's got a different color uniform than the rest of the coaches or right. A different color polo hat, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would even see like a, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like like the Kansas City Chiefs would have like a green shirt on for some reason.
Sure.
Something like that.
Okay. I mean, red or blue is completely different than white. Mm-hmm. So why can we still not wear the colors of the school or the team, the country, whatever, but it just be different than the guys that can't use their hands.
I just think as a soccer aficionado, football aficionado, it's just so ingrained in the sport right now. It'd be a slap in the face to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree, Jackson?
No.
Co-aficionado?
No.
Arkansas.
Yeah.
Does that actually upset you?
No, it does not upset me. I just wonder.
It seemed a little upsetting.
Did it?
Yeah. You had the upset voice on.
My bad.
No, I'm here.
I packed the wrong voice today.
What if the goalies instead had, like, let's say, black and gray camo on the bottom and, like, horizontal stripes of kind of the same color scheme, but just a little bit different?
Who wears shirts with vertical stripes?
Huh?
Who wears shirts with vertical stripes?
Horizontal, or referees, whatever those things are called.
That's a really good point, Clint. Yeah, it's a really good answer.
The Yankees. What do they call those? Pin stripes. But
that's right. Those are different.
Well, what makes them a pin stripe?
I was talking about just
stripe.
People walking around the office, okay?
Oh. I don't really have much stripes in my wardrobe. I don't think. I need to go look again. I couldn't really tell you, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, other than now, because this is the same way at the old place. I had a uniform. So it was like I wore the same thing every single day. I was like a cartoon character, because I like wear the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. Like that cartoon character wears a shirt. I mean, a suit. I hope they wear a shirt. That's not true. Mickey Mouse doesn't wear a shirt. So, yeah. You know, it was like that, but it was for work every single day. This is kind of turned into the same thing. But I actually like the stuff that I wear here because it's different. It's not the same exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can wear shorts. That's a plus.
I hate when I feel like we're, as a show, in a rabbit hole that we cannot dig our way out of, can't get out of it and get back. And then I realize that I'm the reason that we got there. 100% my fault.
Hashtag Jamie the White Rabbit Little Crouton. What, you don't like talking? I'm just telling you. Past what I wear, I'm trying. I don't think I have any stripes.
At some point, we probably went too far when we were analyzing what's hanging in your closet.
It's just clothes. Just saying.
I mean, I complain about soccer goalies not wearing red with white, and we end up in Clint's closet.
No, I'm there. No one else is there. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. What's in your closet? Let's
red, black, gray, white, period. Pretty much period.
Black horizontal stripes.
And a couple of royal blue LCU and friendship shirts. That's it.
Hey, how, I'll pull us out of the rabbit hole and get us into a much different rabbit hole.
Are we doing No Diggity now?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Was it not the whole time? I can never tell. Jackson, what's in your closet?
Just shirts and stuff. I don't know.
Oh, that was fun. For me. How close were you to...
Jackson, we missed our chance to say. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's not there anymore, so why even use it? How close were you to naming the two Lintlings something just absolutely ridiculous? Like when you were tossing around names, what was the weirdest one?
Clint. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were going to name the oldest daughter Clint. Mm.
Mm-hmm. She probably would have loved that. You should go back. It's too late.
Pretty much our rules were that if it was a girl, she got to, Mrs. Lent got to choose.
Okay.
Yeah, so she did.
What was the, did you have a boy name picked out? Was it Clint?
Really, just, I can't remember anything.
Jamie
crazy.
Jr.? JJ?
Yeah, that's what it was. Jamie Jr.
Little crouton?
Yeah, I tried to talk her into a, you know, Jamie Cephas for a girl or something, but couldn't pull that off.
So I'm guessing you didn't try to come up with any holiday-based nicknames then?
No.
Oh, okay. A site in the UK called Find My Past went through 14 billion, I'd love to have that job, historical documents from the past 500 years and looked for people with festive holiday-themed names. The most common one was Ivy. They found 2.3 million Ivies since the 1500s. Angel would be next at 652,000, but the list gets more and more.
I would guess Angel would be way more than Ivy. I mean, they made like four of those movies, but...
Well, there's like Blue Ivy. Maybe they, maybe Beyonce re-upped the name. Been pouring out.
Have you ever known an Ivy?
No, I haven't, but I know like three Angels.
Yeah.
There was an Angel like in our league back in the day, but that's the only one I knew. To your point, didn't know an Ivy. How about Present? Did you guys know a Present? That's the third most popular one. Oh, it gets weirder.
Present?
This is one I thought would be higher. Holly is fourth.
What? How is Holly not first?
Because Ivy, man. Ivy beats out Holly.
Is it how's it spelled?
H-O-L-L-Y.
Weird.
How is Holly not blowing those others out of the water? I've known numerous Hollies.
You known a star? Star's fifth.
I know a star now. And a Holly.
Oh. A real star? Thought you were giving me a compliment.
No, I do. Oh. I know somebody.
I know a star. Thanks, man. I needed to hear that. I needed to know
Chuck
it was.
Chuck Hines.
I needed to know it was my world and that I was a star.
I know a person named Star. I know a person named Holly.
Close friends or?
Yes, super close.
I knew it. What about Santa? 158,000 have been named Santa.
No, they haven't. Nobody believes that.
How about this number? This is where I start to get really, really involved in this list. 142,000 have the name of Chestnut.
This is, I mean, are we expected to believe this?
Yes.
Jargon that you throw out here?
25,000 kids since then have been named Turkey. Come here, little turkey.
I mean,
you don't believe it? They went, Find My Past went through all of this. 14 billion historical documents to look up these names.
I'm throwing flags everywhere.
3,200 kids have been named Reindeer.
No.
2,600 have been named Tinsel. 2,000 Mistletoe. I'll save the best one for the other side. You got the
bring
bottom
us
line
real stories next time.
This is real. It's still real to me.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.